Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
For me, I have all the faith in the world in UPL and Devin Levi. I believe in my core that both of them are going to be excellent National Hockey League goaltenders. I think we need to play better in front of them, defend better, and that'll help our goaltending. We're open, you know, for Devin, and what I've, you know, and this is not something new to him, you know, he and I have had this conversation within the last few weeks that I believe in him. Timeline's up to him. He's a young goaltender still. Now he's got, some more experience under his belt that when he's ready to take the step, he will, and we'll be ready for that. Do I have a problem if those are our two goalies opening night? Absolutely not. But I'm also going to make sure that we're smart how we do things and put our team in the best position.
I am a Devin Levi truther, I have to tell you. I think that's the right term, right? Is that what the kids say when you really believe in something? You're a truther? Josh, is that how it goes? I believe in Devin Levi. I think he's going to be very good in this league.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to use that term in this, like, setting, scenario, whatever you want to call it. Because, like, you know, you still believe in Devin Levi. You still think that, like, what everyone says about him is the truth. So I think that's right.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what a truther is. I think, either way, I am a Devin Levi truther, if that's the case. If that's the way you say it. And I say that because I think he's going to be really good. But I also am not naive enough to think that, like, it doesn't have to happen this year. I jumped the gun last year. I thought maybe he was ready for a little bit more of a role in the NHL. But I totally get why they did what they did. And, you know, yes, I get it. Goalies take a little longer. He just seemed a little different to me. You know, as Paul says often when he's on, arguably the greatest college goaltender ever. That doesn't have to mean anything. But I think that just, you know, he's played at a high level. He's played in the pros now, done well in the AHL. I know it's been a little uneven in the NHL. He's had some good moments. He's had some rough moments. This is a tough spot because I don't want to block a path for Devin Levi to be the starting goaltender and main guy for the Sabres. At the same time, I don't know if he's necessarily ready for that right now. So, and I'm just thinking most of you would say he's not ready for that right now, right? I want it to happen. The best thing, if I could, like, kind of maybe have one big wish for the Sabres that is possible, I guess. Like, one big wish, I think, okay, what is actually realistically possible? Maybe not likely, but possible. My wish might be that Devin Levi just becomes a really good goaltender this year. And we're like, okay, we are set. It is not unlike an NFL quarterback that you draft in late first round, early second round, let's say. Late first round, second, third quarterback off the board, and you're like, this guy, if he can hit right away, oh my God, we are set. And there he is, right? And I think that the kind of way I feel about Devin Levi. I think if I could have one kind of big wish for the Sabres that is possible, even if unlikely, for 25-26, it's, I think, for me to, because everything else then falls into place. Because not only do I get good goaltending on a team that should be able to score goals, it did score goals last year. Except in the power play. If I get that, I'm probably making the playoffs. And you know what else I get? Oh my God, a young goaltender who looks really good for a long time. And now I don't have to worry about that and think about that because we're talking about it so much. 803-0550 is the number to call. Joe DiBiase, Sneaky Joe, is going to join me at 11:30 or so here from Lockport Country Club. Lockport Town and Country Club. We're going to play out here today. So thank them very much for giving us the space and giving me the space to host the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show out here today, and then get out and play some golf a little bit later. So Joe's going to come up, and I said, Joe, come on in. You know, come on up and sit with me for a little while. Just so you know, Joe, if you're on your way up, I have one microphone here. I'm going to kind of do like interview style back and forth, but that's okay. But I'm going to ask Joe questions. That gives him more time to talk. I'll ask Joe the questions instead of Joe asking me the questions when I go on with Jeremy and Joe in the morning. And good morning to you here on a Wednesday. It is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We are getting connected with our fans when you call me at 803-0550. It is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. So J.J. Peterka, been a lot of talk about him. We've talked about him a lot today. Kevin Adams addressed the situation. I think we have kind of less clarity coming out of it than we did going in. Fine. He has to play the GM part and say what he's got to say and not say what he can't say. But all this stuff about him requesting a trade, wanting a trade. I mean, okay, let's just say he did. Let's just say he does. There's a lot of me that says, I don't care. You're J.J. Peterka, and I don't mean to say that in a demeaning, disparaging way. But you're 23 years old, and you've been in the NHL for 3 years. Yes, I know he played two games his rookie year. I'm looking at it right now. He's 23 years old. He's played in the NHL for 3 years. He's done well. 68 points last year, 28 goals 2 years ago, 27 last year. Nice. You're J.J. Peterka. You're just getting out of your entry-level deal, essentially. Like, you give it, if you, to me, this is not the kind of player in at that status, in this situation, who should be making this kind of demand. If it is a demand, we don't know that. I'm playing out a scenario here. Or request, even. And if Kevin Adams gives into that, I think he sets a tough precedent. I think he sets a precedent he shouldn't be setting for that type of player. Jack Eichel was different. Jack Eichel was only a year and a year and a half older, right? He was 24, 25, I was looking up. But he's in the league 7 years, former second overall pick, who was the face of the franchise. And they revolved everything around him. And they had a big falling out. This is not Jack Eichel. This is a second-round pick who developed in your system, who's come in and done well, who's played for 3 years, and is still only 23 years old. I'm not about giving this guy and this player in this situation giving in to that sort of demand. I think that really looks bad on the organization to do that. Now, if the Sabres do internally really believe this is a player that we don't think is going to be the highest level possible player we thought he was. Like, I'll use Matt Savoy in this instance, right? I mean, Matt Savoy never really played in the NHL for the Sabres. Matt Savoy, a very, very talented offensive player. But the question really was, could he be good enough in his own end? Is he ever going to really be a good enough two-way player to adhere to the responsibilities he needs to adhere to not hurt your team? And I think the ultimate answer for the Sabres was no. Yuri Kulik, they felt, could be. I had a conversation with someone about before they traded Savoy a couple years ago that told me this and said, yeah, basically somebody connected to the organization said to me, yeah, I think the feeling is Kulik could be more of a better two-way player and probably has a quicker path to the NHL because of that. And I think that's happened, right? Look where Yuri Kulik is. And he's becoming more of a, and he's improved that part of his game, and he understands it. So Savoy, at the end of the day, the Sabres say, we don't think he's going to be that player eventually. Maybe he does, but we're not sure. So you know what? We're okay with trading him and getting a guy that's going to help us now in Ryan McLeod. And that was actually not a bad trade, and maybe Matt Savoy becomes a great player, and we're all ruining the day that they traded Matt Savoy. So J.J. Peterka, if the Sabres do say, in their heart of hearts, hey, we just don't feel this player is ever going to be a $7, $8 million player if we have to pay him that, so let's move on now to get something for him in return. Totally understandable. Those are decisions you have to make. Those are hockey decisions you have to make. But if Kevin Adams wants to keep J.J. Peterka in Buffalo, but J.J. Peterka and his agent, whoever on his side, say, no, 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 we don't want to play for you. We want to be traded. If I'm Kevin Adams, my answer is, I don't care. This is not, you can say all you want, and I respect the fact and the notion that you want players who want to be here. That means something to me. That speaks to me. I am a Buffalo guy. I know what we in Buffalo, you know, we deal with from the outside and people talking about us, and it's us versus them, right? I get all that. And you want people to be a part of you. We want to be loved here. I totally understand that. And I get it. It makes sense. And if you don't want to be here, then you know what? We only want guys who want to be here. Well, guess what? Some guys are going to tell you then, I don't want to be here, because they just want to go somewhere else. And because you're not winning or for whatever reason, and you're making it easier on them to have control over the situation, where you should have control of that situation as the person who runs the team to make your team better. You know, I don't want the Sabres to be in the regard of like this ruthless team, how like Vegas is said to be. Like, Vegas is kind of a ruthless team. They don't care. You're just a number. But they also win, right? I mean, the Vegas Golden Knights, they win, and they make moves and say, we don't care. Like, we run the ship here, not you, and we're going to do it. It's a tough needle to thread sometimes. I think the Bills have done a pretty good job with it. Having Josh Allen really helps, though, because they have Josh Allen. People want to play for them. They want to sign for them. They want to stay in Buffalo. They re-sign their own players because guys don't want to leave. They have a chance to win. They have Josh Allen. More than anything, they have a chance to win. And that's because of Josh Allen in a lot of ways. I think it's a really tough precedent to set. And a bad one. If they trade J.J. Paterka because J.J. Paterka says, I want to be traded, not because they want to trade him and think that's the best thing for the organization, all you're doing is making it way easier for the next guy to do the exact same thing as him. That is not a way to operate a team. At some point, you say, look, where the, you know, I was trying actually in the break to come up with a good, like, a comparable, a good example of, I think in a lot of ways, it's like parenting, right? Like, your kids want something, and they come to you, and they're really kind of, I want this, and you want to do what's right by them in a lot of ways, but you are the person who's in charge that has to do what's right for all of you and your family. And you're the person who can make that decision, not them. Now, he could say, if you don't trade me, I'm not going to sign. You can qualify me. You can put all the offers you want in front of me. I'm not signing. Okay. Well, he's going to sit out. He's going to lose a lot of money. I mean, it just gets uglier for him. I asked Paul earlier who has the leverage in this situation. I think Paul kind of like indicated he thinks, you know, it's really the Sabres. And I think that's right because of, you know, that. If he was to not sign, he'd have to sit out. Like, he's losing a lot of money there, whereas he could make millions of dollars here on a contract with the Buffalo Sabres. It just doesn't sit well with me. If it is the fact that you have a 23-year-old player who's been in this league for 3 years, who is demanding, requesting a trade, and look, that's fine. Like, maybe he's a point of his life. Like, I want something new. I want to be in a bigger city. I want to win. Great. I respect all that. Like, I respect the thought of that, right? Like, I want to win. That's cool. And there's things he needs to have better body language people talk about, and, you know, be a little bit more of a leader and grow up on the ice. And from that standpoint, things like that. Those things happen when you're younger and you're, going through understanding how to be a professional in all walks of life. I always remember what Darcy Regier said, and I think this is right about Darcy. At some point, players have to understand that, like, they have to take ownership of their career. Right? And you might want something, you kick and scream about it. That's not ownership. Ownership is doing everything you can to be what the Bills would say is the best version of yourself and the best player you can be and the best teammate you can be. And from there, things fall into place. And if things don't work out, yeah, there's a time and place where maybe you're going to have to move on and go to another team. Because the organization feels it's best. You can't come to an agreement with the team, whatever it is.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think we're here with J.J. Paterka. And I think we're way, way before we should be there with J.J. Paterka. And I think if Kevin Adams trades him simply because he says, you need to trade me, I'm not signing, I'm demanding a trade, I think that's a bad look and a bad precedent, and they shouldn't do it. If Kevin Adams feels, though, that trading J.J. Paterka is what's best for this organization because he'll never kind of be quite the player that they thought he'd be and make the kind of money they're going to have to pay him, then he's got to make a hockey deal. And that's the way it would be spun, right? He said, one of his interesting quotes was, I'm going to read you this quote from Kevin Adams here about J.J. Paterka. And, you know, I know that you can maybe interpret this as maybe not being about him. Let me just pull this up here because this was really interesting. He said something about the fact, oh, wait, here we go. Okay, here we go. I don't want to say yes or no because I don't think it's the right time. I can probably, after the draft, get into more specifics. Okay, when he says I can get into more specifics after the draft, what does that mean? Does that mean he's going to trade him and then tell us all why he traded him after the draft? Does that mean after the draft, they're going to sign him to an extension right around draft weekend? And then, hey, all this stuff was just rumors. What does that part mean? That's interesting to me. When he was asked if he was asked for a trade, I don't want to say yes or no because I don't think that's the right time. I can probably, after the draft, get into more specifics, but I just don't think it's fair to the player to even respond to that. And that part of it is fine. But what does it mean, after the draft, I'll give you more specifics? Interesting, right? We'll see what happens. I come from a, as you know, football reporting background. I'm very much in tune with how the salary cap works in the NFL. We just had a conversation a little while ago about how offer sheets work in the NHL when it comes to calculating salary cap, calculating compensation. I'm always confused about the NBA. I have to be super honest with you. And I saw that the Celtics have now traded Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. And I'm like, oh, they're also going to be, you know, unfortunately, without Jason Tatum, probably all next year. They must be rebuilding. But then I read, and I'm like, well, it's not really rebuilding. They still want to win because think about, okay, he's going to be out, but so is Tyrese Halliburton. Damian Lillard's going to be out. Like, a lot of these guys, like, the East is changing a little bit, and but there's still some opportunity for a really good team in the Celtics. But they have traded a couple guys. Then I see an article that I read that says Jaylen Brown could be the next Celtics trade. Not only him, but who's the other one? Derek White. My understanding is this. Here's a quote. My understanding is the Celtics are getting offers, calls on both Jaylen Brown and Derek White. Shams Charania says on SportsCenter. Okay. Here's what I'm getting at. This is, a lot of this is salary cap stuff. And I didn't know. Josh, do you know what the first apron and second apron and all that means in the NBA?
No, I honestly, like, NBA trades confuse me so much because they're such big trades and they always happen.
No, not even trades, just trade deadline. Like, I mean, just salary cap, I mean. When you hear salary cap, NBA, there is a salary cap apron. Then there's a first apron and a second apron. Did you know this?
No, I had no idea.
See, I mean, right. And some of you out there are going, how do you guys not know that? Like, I know there's a luxury tax in the NBA. I know that, like, if you spend over the salary cap, then you have to pay into what they call luxury tax. That's what Major League Baseball does. The NFL is different. It's a hard cap. You just can't spend over a certain amount. The NHL is different. It's a hard cap. Now, it's calculated different in both sports. That's not what they have in Major League Baseball and the NBA. They have what they call a luxury tax. So in these sports, there's a salary cap. You can spend over it, but everything that you spend over it, you have to pay additional taxes onto it that get kind of dispersed throughout the rest of the league. So, Josh, what happens in the NBA is not only a luxury tax, but a first apron and a second apron. Let me explain what it means. So a luxury tax is a penalty for teams exceeding the salary cap. I'm reading from AI, by the way, but it's true. So I want to make it easier. With increasing penalties for higher overspending, there's a what they call first apron. That is a limit that sits above the tax threshold. Teams exceeding the first apron face additional restrictions on using certain exceptions and making trades. Then there's a second apron, believe it or not, a higher limit, exceeding which triggers even more severe restrictions on trades, free agency, and draft picks. If you are above the salary cap, you pay a luxury tax. You pay extra money on all the salaries that you pay. If you go above that, you go above into the first apron, Josh, you cannot use the taxpayer mid-level exception, can't send cash in trades, and face potential future draft pick penalties. If you go above the second apron, you can't use any mid-level exceptions, can't sign and trade players, can't trade first-round picks 7 years in the future. That's crazy. And face additional trade restrictions, including limitations on aggregating contracts and using trade exceptions. This is super confusing.
So it's basically like multiple levels to a luxury tax. Like, it's like,
yes,
you can go over the luxury tax, but then if you go over this part of the luxury tax, you're going to get more penalized. Like,
yes.
I don't know why leagues just don't do like hard caps. Hard caps make so much more sense.
I know.
It's like, this is what you can go to. If you go over it, you're going to get penalized. If you don't go over it, you're great. Like, it's that easy. You know, like, I guess I get it. Like with, at least with baseball, it's just one level, right? Like, if you go over this, you're taxed. But like, this is such an extra, like, it's bringing in the luxury tax and the hard cap together. Because if you go over a cap, if you go over the cap in the NHL, I think there's certain levels of penalization, I think, with that as well. But it's, you pay it back and you also get docked certain picks and things like that. Like,
NFL, you can never operate over the salary cap.
Right.
Like, they won't process a transaction if it puts you over the salary cap. You know what I mean? Like, you can't do that. I'll read you part of this article. Here's a article I found in the New York Post, and I just picked an article that I found talking about both Jaylen Brown and Derek White and the trades of Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis, which got me into this. It says, Boston is playing the delicate game of trying to reconfigure its roster and get below the second apron while still maintaining a championship window. Moving Porzingis and trading Holiday to the Blazers already helped the Celtics get under the second apron in the new very complicated salary cap rules. Yes. So apparently they were already over the second apron. So it's basically three luxury taxes, level one, level two, level three. They went over the first one. They went over the second one, which is the first apron. Now they're over the third one, which is the second apron. After that, so they made these trades. They're now under the second apron, but still above the first. They're looking to get below the first apron and stay above the luxury tax. It is totally wild and complicated. That's what the Celtics are doing.
I was just reading about the NHL. If you go over the cap, you can't make certain transactions such as signing new players or making trades. Or if you have signed a player to a new contract that'll kick in next year, you can't give that player the raise because if you're already over the cap, you can't go more over the cap. So you go basically, like, it doesn't void the contract, but it's like, hey, you have to pay this guy. You got to figure out how you're going to do that. And then if it gets to the point of playing games, you would potentially have to pull players out of your lineup to make yourself cap compliant. And if you get below a certain amount of players, then you just got to forfeit the game. Like, oh, that, God, to me, I feel like is more of a penalty than what some of these other leagues do. Yeah. It's like, hey, you might actually just like lose games and not play games if you go over the cap. Like that to me makes much more sense.
I mean, it's crazy how these leagues, like, and I get it, it's all collectively bargained anyway. I mean, like, you know, the NFLPA has a say in this and how all this goes, or the NBA Players Association and all that, no doubt about it. But seriously, it was just very confusing. I'm like, oh, Celtics must be totally rebuilding if they traded Holiday and Porzingis. And then I see an article, oh, they might trade Jaylen Brown and Derek White. Oh, my God, what are they doing? They're tanking? Oh, no, they're just trying to get under the second apron. What the hell is the second apron? I mean, it's crazy, man. So, yeah, that's what I learned today. And about the NHL AAV for offer sheets, which is also pretty wild. Joe DiBiase, Sneaky Joey's in the house here as we are about to play Lockport Country Club later this afternoon. So he's joined me for a little while. I get a chance to ask him questions about the Buffalo Sabres. We'll do that after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.